Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. As my regular listeners will know, I'm usually one for complaining and whinging about apps and their functionality and things like that. But tonight, I have a tale of joy and of happiness and of a pleasurable experience with an aforementioned app. Foursquare. I've launched their sister app, is it? Perhaps it's a cousin? I don't really know what it is. It's this weird thing called Swarm. It took me a while to work it out. I have now worked it out. I'll come back to that in a bit. But primarily, I was looking at this Swarm app. And as I was looking at it, I noticed that when I checked... When I saw my check-in for my home location, the marker pin on the map was literally right on my house. Well, obviously I didn't put it there. Like most people, when I've done my house sort of, you know, location for my check-ins, I've put the marker pin on the map, you know, a bit further away, like a street or two away. So, you know, just in case anybody wants to come round and, you know, maybe use my head as a punch bag or something, it might take them an extra half an hour to find me. And that might just give me enough time to run away very, very fast. No, hang on. Drive away very fast. Anyway, you get me drift. The marker's on my house, and it shouldn't be there. That's not where I put it. So I don't really know what's happening. So I think, okay, I'll just go move it. Ooh, no, that's not an easy thing to do. You go into the location, and it says, suggest an edit. Suggest an edit? No, it's my bloody location. If I want to edit it, surely I should be able to edit it. But no, I have to suggest an edit. But even then, when I tried to move the pin on the map, I could move the pin, but I couldn't sort of confirm the new location. I couldn't, there didn't seem to be anything I could do. So I got a bit frustrated and I could just rash and smash and crash and bash. Eventually, gave up. I couldn't do it anymore, so I thought, right, I'm going to have to ask for help. So I sent a message, a help request through the app to their support team. And I got the usual email back from them saying, we will check your... come back to you within 24 hours. And I thought, yeah, here we go. But I had put on the bottom of the comments, this is a security issue, which obviously it is, because potentially it's telling baddies where I live. So I was expecting to get something back tomorrow. Anyway, within an hour, I got a response. I got a reply via email from somebody called Kelsey. Whether Kelsey is a boy or a girl, I don't know. I believe it's a unisex name. But anyway, this person, Kelsey, said, hi, is this the check-in that you're interested, that you've got an issue with, and sent me the link to my home location? I said, yes, that's the one. Explained the problem in a bit more detail. And this person then said, okay, well, it hasn't been edited. Well, the thing shouldn't be there and I need to move it. How can I move it? And they suggested a couple of things, neither of which worked, or I couldn't find how to do it anyway. And I don't think I was doing anything particularly stupid. But yes, anyway, the upshot of it was that eventually, after about 8 emails, and all the responses were pretty much instant. I was no waiting around. I'd reply to the email, I'd get another one back within a second or two. Try this, bing bong, that doesn't work. Try this, that didn't work. Okay, tell you what then. They said, we've doubled up, we've made sure your location is private on our servers as well. So it's not just, in my opinion, it's actually set as private now, so nobody else can see it. But they said also, if you're really bothered and you want the pin moving, just for your own peace of mind, and then, move the pin on the map, as you have been doing, and don't worry about not being able to confirm it, just screenshot where you want the map, where you want the pin to be, send us a screenshot, and I'll move it for you. So I thought, that's fantastic. So I did just that, screenshotted it, sent it back by email, within 30 seconds, got another email back saying, there you go, that's all done. It should stick now. Keep an eye on it, though, and if you get any more problems, please don't hesitate to contact us. And I just thought, why, you bugger. That was awesome. It was painless. It was simple. I wasn't accused of being an idiot. I was listened to, I was understood, and they did exactly what I needed doing. And it was all done within a few emails within an hour, which I think was absolutely top draw. Absolutely outstanding. Now that customer service is very, very rare. I remember having an issue with Plume a while back, the Twitter client, and their customer support team. There was four or five of us on Twitter all complaining because of this particular problem with the Plume app. And their customer support team just basically called us idiots, all of us, just insulted every one of us, told us we were all idiots, we didn't understand what we were asking for, and all this malarkey, really were rude. And consequently, they lost five customers, which was quite bizarre, really. I couldn't understand it. They were just adamant. No matter how much we kind of said, look, you know, we're your customers and you're talking to us like this, it just didn't matter. They just kept calling us names. It was amazing. But hey, anyway, I digress. So the only time I've experienced equally as good customer service, I think, is with this sort of hill-walking website that I've kind of joined up. It's called Social Hiking. That's the one. Social Hiking. ShareYourAdventure.com. Check it out. Their customer support is brilliant. Trust me, I've had to use it many, many times. And I think most web developers would have just essentially closed my account and blocked me, told me to bugger off for the amount of times I've had to beg Phil, Daylight Gambler, for help with Social Hiking. But no, their customer service is excellent, marginally better than Foursquare, because they tell me where to buy apps that make me drink beer and stuff, which is great. Anyway, so yes, that's brilliant. Anyway, but this Swarm app, Swarm. What's that all about? Well, I was a bit bewildered at first, and I downloaded it and had a look at it, and I thought, what's this all about? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. And then I saw that Ern Mander had got a Swarm as well, and he'd put it on Instagram saying, oh, apparently I'm on Swarm. And I said, so am I, but I don't quite know why. And he was like, no, neither do I. If you saw it, give us a shout, will you? Because I'm off to bed, I can't be bothered. So I thought, ooh, this is my chance to shine. If I can find out what Swarm is for, I could tell Ernie what Swarm is for, and I could pretend that I'm a clever person and I know about internets and stuff. So, I had a look. Where do you go when you need help? Where do I turn if I need help with social networks, audio boo, social hiking? I turn to Phil, Daylight Gambler, because he is the oracle of all socially networky type stuff. But this is a new thing. I don't really think anybody knows what it is, fully. So I thought, is it an Apple problem? Is it iOS related? Because if that's the case, I'll ask Rick, or one word, because he's really clever and he helps me out lots of stuff with Apple. No, it's just something new. Where do I go? Of course, you go to YouTube, don't you? Yes, anyway, found a video from TechCrunch, and Swarm is no good to me at all. It's for these hip, trendy young kids that have loads of mates in their local town and stuff. And when they finish work, they go cruising. Not cruising, that's probably a bad word. They go walking down the street and just look on Swarm to see where all their cool mates are hanging out, so they can just drop into the bar where all their cool mates are having fancy, cool drinks and planning on having a cool evening. Nah, it's not for me. It's just one of these proximity things, you know, proximity tracker things, so you can see who's close. A bit like Grindr, I think. That's the only thing I can relate it to. I think there's something, not that I'm on Grindr, trust me, I don't have a profile on Grindr, but I've heard that that's what it's about. Jesus. I might really, no, sod it. No, I'm not on Grindr, I just know what it's about, okay? And even if I was, hey, no biggie, whatever. So anyway, there's a proximity tracker thing on Facebook as well now. It's a similar kind of thing. Essentially, it's no good to me. I don't understand why the band, the Frozen, all the mayorships and stuff on Foursquare, though, in the meantime, while we're launching it, just baffles me. So Swarm is not for me. There you go. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm going to leave you all to it. I'll catch you all later. Take care, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.